we have a resource that covers 70% of the Earth's surface. It contains enormous riches. We've been overfishing. We have been doing all manner of things to some of the resources that we find there. Fortunately, it's caught everybody's attention that there's a need for better regulations, better policing to ensure that these resources are sustainable.
So you are saying that the observance of World Oceans Day is to raise awareness about the importance of the oceans?
The importance of the oceans, the resources we get from the oceans, and the need to ensure that we utilize these resources in a sustainable manner.
What are some of the challenges that the international community is facing in connection with oceans?
I can start with fisheries, but I would rather go to another type of resource. If you will recall, in the 60s was when we moved from land looking for oil and went into the oceans. Over a century ago, there was a vessel, it was called the Challenger. It went on an expedition, a global expedition, to pick up samples from the bottom of the seas. There was a particular mineral called polymetallic nodules. This mineral resource contained nickel, copper, cobalt, manganese, and in some cases, some of the rare earth elements. Then came 67. There was a gentleman by the name of Ambassador Arvid Pardo. He addressed the United Nations General Assembly and came up with a lot of factual material on what could be found in the oceans. He proposed that anything you found beyond the national jurisdiction should be considered the common heritage of mankind. We, the International Seabed Authority, were set up to administer the resources in that area. People have to do things according to regulations and procedures. We have been looking at three types of mineral resources that you find in what we refer to as the area, that is the area beyond national jurisdiction. One of the minerals is called polymetallic nodules. Those contain copper, nickel, manganese, and cobalt. There's another group of minerals that are formed where you have venting in the bottom of the sea. We have like little volcanoes that vent, spew up material. The material contains a lot of minerals. When it cools down and over time, it moves from the area of the venting, but it creates mineral resource deposits. These contain gold, platinum, zinc, lead. I mean, it's a whole suite of minerals. The third one occur on seamounts, like mountains in the bottom of the sea. These are referred to as cobalt-rich ferromanganese crusts. By definition, therefore, the primary metal of interest in them is cobalt, but they have a suite of other minerals. What we've done is we've been working on rules, regulations, and procedures for prospecting and exploration for these deposits.
Now, Ambassador, does the future of the world's oceans look good?
Yeah, I think that a gigantic step forward was that convention on the law of the sea. Because while it gave coastal states and other countries rights to certain things in the ocean, they all have obligations. It's a process. In the process, laws are enacted. When people violate laws, they are brought to book. I think it's a wonderful piece of legislation. In fact, it's referred to as the Constitution for the Oceans.
And this year is the 30th anniversary of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
Yeah. When we finished the work on the convention, it was adopted here in New York, and then we took the convention to Montego Bay, Jamaica, and it was then opened for signature, and it broke all world records. I mean, we had over 130 countries signing on this convention on that very first day.
Yes, to wrap it up, what's your main message for World Oceans Day?
My main message for World Oceans Day is that I would like to see a lot more of the youth enter into disciplines such as oceanography, because it's 70% of the Earth's surface. When I go to many of the developing countries, we hardly have any people who studied this area. So that in countries who acquire 200 nautical miles, the resources there, we have very few skills to manage them.